All right, great stuff, Chuck. That's awesome. That's stuff that you can't get anywhere else except from a former, you know, all pro, all
five-star
everything. But, Chuck, now I'm going to take you the best part of this Falcon cast, and that is Break with Bosek. My man Brian Bosek, full time, by the way.
Yep.
Congratulations, bud. You made
it. Thank you. Appreciate it.
You made it. So what you got for us today, Brian?
All right. Like you said, five-star recruit right sitting right here in front of us, DJ.
Appreciate that, Brian.
Question for you, DJ. How do you look at signing day? As a player going through the process, you've been through it, you've done it. Me, I'm just a spectator. They've just been spectators. I mean, Jay was in the media. He covered it. So I'd like to know Jay's thoughts on being in the media. DJ, you're being a player. And okay. Matt, just as a fan.
He's a super fan. I only, you know me, I'm a Bulldog, so Chuck and I got that going for us. But I only look at, I swear, I'm not the guy who follows, you know, what stars this guy has. But I do like signing day.
Yeah.
And time. I like when I'm like, hey, this guy's going to pick, you know, either Georgia or, you know, Auburn at 3:30. I'll stick around and watch, but it's got to be. I mean, for and Jay, I'd like to get your thoughts on covering it because it may be that might be awful. And Shaq, it's got to be. Talk about how it went for you on that.
As an athlete, it's probably your first real big decision as a man. I mean, you got to think about it. You're 18 years old. You're making a decision on where you're going to spend the next 4 years of your life. Where you're transforming into the man that you want to be. You're going to get a big. You're going to get education. You're going to play some guys major college football or whatever it is. You go on to college. You're going to get education. You're going to play big time football bigger than where you come from. Mine, it was a little bit different. Coming out of high school, I was highly recruited by everybody in the country.
Number two quarterback in your class in the nation.
Pretty big coaches coming at you, calling you all the time. I'll tell you a quick story. When I was – Coach Rick was still at Florida State when I was coming out. He was at Florida State. I go down to their team gala. I'm sitting at their – I'm sitting at the table next to Coach Rick. You're Coach Rick. I'm sitting next to you. We're talking about – he's saying, oh, Florida State's going to be awesome. You need to come here. We're going to – you know, he's going to be a great fit for you. A week later, he takes the Georgia job. The day he takes the Georgia job, he's sitting in my living room, and he's saying, Shaq, you know how good Georgia is. Now, Georgia's the best in the land. So I was like, Coach, you just talking about Florida State. So it was pretty funny. But at the end of the day, the university was, you know, it was secondary to me because I wanted to play for him. Mm-hmm. And for me, the relationship I made with him, as all these other student-athletes are doing, the relationship you have with that coach or that university or your comfort level with them, playing time, all that stuff goes into it in education. But for me, I looked at – he had coached Chris Winkie, who won a Heisman. He coached Charlie Ward. I was like, those are two different type of quarterbacks with two different sets of skills. And I said, he can teach both of those guys. I'm sure he can teach me. And he
was a good guy, too.
Absolutely.
You still talk to him.
Absolutely. I mean, I talked to him on a weekly basis almost.
That's cool.
He calls me all the time, and we talk after games. I wish him luck, all that kind of stuff. So we still have a great relationship.
That's great.
To be the first ever recruit for Coach Rick at the University of Georgia is, you know, an honor. So I hold that to a high esteem. And it's awesome. I mean, it's a changing part for a lot of athletes. It's big. It's even bigger now because of social media. And, you know, these kids have these big old displays with animals and, you know, different hats.
Did you do a
press
hat,
conference?
Did you do a hat put on yours?
What did I can't even remember what I did. I think I just said, hey, I'm going to Georgia, man. And it kind of just happened like that. It wasn't as big of a spectacle as it is now.
And then, Jay, you going and covering those 10 hat ceremonies down in like Bainbridge, Georgia. I had to be.
Well, you know, it's I covered high school football down in South Georgia, so you know that's a factory of some pretty spectacular football down there, and I got a chance to see a lot of guys play who are currently in the league, and you know everybody talks about those guys on signing day, but from a reporter's standpoint, what you don't find out is like the other signings that happen on those days, and you know. First of all, understand as a reporter at the time, I was a bit of a night creature, meaning that, you know, you work in the afternoon and, through the night and then you stay up until 4 or 5 in the morning and then you get up at 2 o'clock in the afternoon and go back to work. So that's how it was. So when Peach County High School decides that they would like to have their signing day at 8 a.m., it really throws a wrench into your day, right?
No sleep hours.
No. So, it was a bit of an adjustment, and you'd have a list of all the different places you were going, and you put about 500 miles on your car that day because there was just a whole lot going on. But, you know, it is a really special day for the kids, and I understand that, and it's a lot of fun for them. I think – you mentioned something interesting, just the social media aspect of it today is just, it's gotten so big, and I hate to see when Joe football plays, or decides to go to one school over these two other ones and the fans from them, they gotta jump on him and everything on Twitter. It's like, I hope that kind of stuff.
It's crazy.
Stops, but the other stuff is really special for these guys.
Jay, what's the craziest announcement you saw?
You know, I didn't really see any really crazy announcements. I wish I did. You know,
so you
I
never saw like the Isaiah Crowell pull out a bulldog?
No. So I saw
that was the best one.
I saw Justin Houston's from Statesboro High School. Back at Lee County High School and down near Albany, Devontre Richardson, who ended up playing quarterback at Florida State, he had already committed. So, a lot of these guys that I covered kind of already knew where they were going. So I didn't really have anything like that. I wish I did, man. I wish I had a story like that.
Crazy stuff, man. I've seen some crazy.
Yeah. That's great. I still like the guy. I think it was last year, 2 years ago, that just faked his own thing and like was wearing hats, and he wasn't recruited by any of those guys.
Oh, yeah. I remember that guy.
That is a great one.